Books on Tape presents This Time, This Place, My Life in War, the White House, and Hollywood by Jack Valenti. Read by Arthur Morey. Preface. A few beginning words. Publishers call this book a memoir. To me, it is a collection of memories of triumphs and tumult, tragedies and adventures in a life unplanned, full of unexpected turns. It's about several careers rounded by tasks and obligations that so many others could have handled if fate had intervened in their lives as it did in mine. As a little boy growing up on Alamo Street in Houston, Texas, where few dared aspire to places so obviously beyond their reach, I dreamed. But even fantasies fell way short of what actually lay ahead of me. How could I, as a small boy sitting on my daddy's shoulders to catch a glimpse of President Franklin Roosevelt standing on the back of a train in Houston, ever imagine that one day I would bear witness to the assassination of a gallant young president, or expect to fly to Washington aboard Air Force One with a new president in my new role as his special assistant? How could I, walking the aisles as a 15-year-old usher in the dingy second-run Iris Theater in Houston, popping corn and helping the janitor and the projectionist, ever conceived that someday two movie moguls would woo me for a leadership role in Hollywood? As a very young man who had never been aboard an airplane, how could I ever think that one day my courage and my very soul would be tested in combat as the pilot of a B-25 attack bomber in a brutal war where a skilled enemy did his damnedest to kill me? But I survived the war. And as I have recounted to my children, I was given opportunities to serve my country in war and at the highest levels of the federal government.